This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Get this news out there because, you know, it sounds alarming, but I need to calm everybody down, mostly myself.
Calm down.
Chicago-sized bulge in Yellowstone National Park. Not a Denver-sized bulge. Not a Minneapolis-sized bulge.
How about the bulge I had last night about 3 o'clock in the morning? About that size?
We're doing this again today?
Yeah. I love that you keep bringing that up.
Gentlemen, please.
I don't want to creep out Rachel. She's not used to that dirty talk, is she?
We're in mixed company, sir. Yeah,
I know. Rachel,
there's
you
a lady
can't.
In the room.
Mike Poland is a scientist in charge of the Yellowstone Volcano Observatory and other scientists monitoring the area of an ongoing uplift in the northern rim of the Yellowstone caldera near Gibbon Falls. The ground across a massive swath of the park has risen an inch since July. It's an area over 19 miles long, give or take a few miles. Saying the uplift is the size of Chicago makes it sound incredibly grandiose.
That's a big up. Yeah, that's a big bulge.
Right, I think it's pretty stunning, even if it is not particularly unusual. Is this underground bulge a sign that the supervolcano slumbering in northwest Wyoming is going to blow its top soon? Poland has a definitive answer. That doesn't mean the volcano is about to erupt.
So you guys, if it goes off right now, you're all dead right now. When am I dead?
I think we're in the kill zone, and I think you get to breathe like volcanic ash.
But how much more time do I got?
Until it settles into your lungs.
How much more time do I got?
Maybe a couple of days.
I don't want that to happen, mainly because my daughter's still in the Midwest. Okay. And I'm worried about you guys, too.
But I think if you start
a couple days, that's it?
Heading east. I would have to check for sure. But I know there's an
area. What if you had the ability to get the hell out of Dodge? Like, if you guys blow up and I got a day, 2 days to get out of here. Because you could, winter, it doesn't affect Europe, right?
I don't think so, but I think eventually, you know, the...
Does it affect the whole world?
The ash...
Just...
Yeah, circumnavigates the globe, and it may affect some places more than others.
Yeah, according to the map I'm looking at, this gives you the amount of ash that you would be covered in. We would be covered in somewhere from 30 to 100 millimeters of ash immediately. You, only maybe 10.
So immediately.
Well, yeah, as soon
but
as.
But I thought Todd said you're in the kill zone.
We're not. We're in the primary. Well, actually, Omaha is in the secondary ash zone, just outside of the primary ash zone.
I thought you said ash zone.
See? Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice.
Real quick. Welcome so we're dying, yes or no? Just
immediately, you're dying.
Oh, no. We're probably not going to die for a couple of days.
You guys.
You know, the volcanic ash will be saturated.
And this is happening?
In the air. Anytime now.
Todd's been worried about this for years on the show.
It's my favorite doomsday theory. I think this is how we're all going to go.
Oh.
At least people in this region. You can have all your doomsday theories that you want. This, to me, is the most viable one.
Okay, sure.
What would happen if it was nuked?
Well, you would probably kill a lot of people.
But would it have the same effect as the volcano exploding?
Oh, I don't have an answer.
You'd like
to
nuke
that.
It to get rid of it, you mean, Nick?
If somebody wanted to attack the country, they just drop a bomb there.
Yeah.
I don't know if that would induce an eruption.
Yeah. It's like we're not qualified to make these decisions, but unfortunately, the people in charge aren't qualified either right now. So we're all screwed. I thought you meant like nuke it offensively. Go for it. Knock it out. Before it blows.
That's what I thought, too. Nuke
with a small nuke.
As you would a hurricane. Because we all know nuclear bombs.
Oh, you can do that. You're right. You can do that with
hurricanes. Divert hurricanes. Right. That and Sharpies.
There you go, Nick. So the supervolcano eruption would release the energy equivalent to over 875,000 megatons of TNT, which is roughly 600
dynamite.
Times more powerful than the combined explosion of every nuclear weapon currently on the face of the Earth.
This is not good.
Yeah, it would be.
Well, what's Google Maps for Yellowstone to Omaha, Todd? How far is that?
1,000 miles, maybe.
Like 1,000 miles from that? Okay.
The blast force would be about 1,000 Hiroshima bombs going off every second.
We're a 14 and a half hour drive from Yellowstone right here.
All right.
1,200 miles, maybe a little more than that.
Can they drill holes to relieve pressure?
Yeah. Can you poke it with a stick?
Yeah. Why haven't we thought of this?
Damn, we never thought of that.
All these years. Right.
Oops. Right. Oops. Yeah. We forgot to drill the holes.
Pass this information along to volcanologists in Yellowstone National
Finally,
Park.
An insurance salesman figured it out.
Right.
I'm going to really need that business insurance. Yeah. That's
so
crazy.
So would it just be a slow death?
For you guys. For all of us. But I mean, like, I have time to get the hell out of town.
We are your friends, and you should care.
I do. And my daughter lives in the Midwest.
I feel like traffic might be an issue.
Ugh.
Gas stations.
Yeah.
Yeah, the evacuation.
I'm talking about
zone.
You have a private jet. Could you get out of town?
Do you want to be in the air?
Well, I'm talking about. I'm not talking about from Omaha, because you guys are going to be dead right away, pretty much, right? According to Todd.
That's
No. I think, like, in and around the park. Is the immediate death zone.
Oh, they're dead. They die right
we're
away.
We're far enough away. We're 1,200 miles away, so we don't die immediately.
Good. That's good.
How do you not think about that the whole time you're at Yellowstone? You're like, oh, look, it's beautiful. Then it could just blow.
Yeah. You mean like suck as a visit, you mean?
If you're standing right on top of it and it explodes, you probably won't even register that it exploded. You'll be...
I think you go up in the air for a while when you're like, whoa.
I think there's a better chance right now if you went to Yellowstone.
We just rise up on the ground for a little bit. That'd be kind of cool.
That you would be eaten by a bear rather than killed by a volcanic explosion. But it would be cool to be there when it happened.
Well, if you're going to die anyway, you might as well be there.
I mean, yeah, I guess.
Get it done. It would not end the world or cause human extinction, but it would be a global catastrophe.
I need to start coming in later in the day when you guys get this out of your system. Even said, I was like, I might come in early tomorrow. Let's see what that's like. No, thank you.
See what you got?
This is heavy.
We're pretty fatalistic on this show.
My weird friend Todd is now my dark friend Todd. I don't.
It's also January. We're fatalistic and January. That makes it worse. Sunshiny day. Bring them on. Come on.
All right. Where's my scabs?
All right. Here's some Christmas scabs you want back.
Severe climate cooling and agricultural failure due to released ash and sulfur dioxide.
We just got
to
be in the bunker in paradise and we'll be fine.
Yeah. So load up.
I love that. I love that show.
There's a second season coming out
soon. Yeah. Hopefully it's coming back. So we all grew up watching TV when we realized that we thought everybody would end up in quicksand. What do we always think of? And it never happened. So this is another one for Rachel here. But how about this one? What's the other thing, Todd and I, you and some of the older guys on the show, even Rachel probably saw these. What's the other? I know if you know what the story I'm going to bring up, then don't say it. But we all thought, by watching movies, we all thought quicksand was going to kill us. What was the other thing?
That was going to kill us?
Piranhas.
Something in nature?
Oh, yeah.
Piranhas.
Oh. Yeah.
Piranhas.
Yeah.
The piranhas ate people for years in movies.
Yeah.
And then we found out that one or two piranhas can't do damage. Well, at least 10 people have injured after being attacked by piranhas while they were bathing in a river. This is in Brazil.
I see you got to get swarmed by them. I think
apparently
there has to be a lot of them.
And even they lived. But remember, all those movies, all piranhas attacked, and then a skeleton would float off.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the koi fish at the Henry Dorley Zoo. You throw a pebble in there, and they're
They just fillet you and pick your bones clean.
Right.
It was
a scare tactic that we thought about, are there piranhas in here? Are there piranhas in here?
I'm afraid of any water that I can't, isn't opaque. Maybe I said that
wrong. You can't see
right
through it.
I don't like that. Yeah, right. I got to see my feet kicking.
Well, it seems like these people had some mild cuts on their heels.
Right. That's
really what it was.
Yeah, exactly.
They show a bunch of people with bloody heels and their feet are kind of cut up.
Because their feet were down in the water or something, right?
Yeah, that's really what happened.
Yeah.
Dang.
I wonder if they're easy to catch, since they'll bite on anything, obviously.
Oh, good point.
Just throw somebody's foot out there and they'll start gnawing on.
Well, where do they start?
Appetizers usually.
Are piranhas in southern Florida?
Oh, no.
Are they just like in South America and Central America?
That's an Amazon fish.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess if you read a little further, apparently if you're a young child, it can be a little bit more dangerous than if you're a full-grown adult.
Well, there's more, less for you to eat.
Yeah, like
you're right.
More surface
I'm looking at pictures, Bush. You're right. It's some bloody feet.
Yeah.
Ow.
That's hilarious.
Ow.
Yeah. That, I mean, the extent of the damage was, ow, damn it. That's it.
I was going to say, that's you step on a sea urchin and you're like way worse than that. I guess you wouldn't see that in Brazil, probably.
They got some teeth, though. There's a picture of the piranha down there.
Native to South America. But,
okay, got it.
They have some in Hawaii, Bangladesh.
How about Mexico?
Oh, piranhas in Hawaii? Dang.
They tell you about that, Todd? Post, they warned you?
I did not encounter any piranhas, no.
Okay.
No, I don't believe there are piranhas in the waters of Mexico. They have the peacock bass. They're really, I would love to go to Mexico and fish for peacock bass because they're big.
Let's say we do the peacock. Do it towards Rachel.
It.
Yeah.
He did turn away.
Yeah, he always does it to his right anyway, I noticed that. But if he would do it to his left,
yeah, because you can't do
get a peacock right all over you, man.
Into the microphone.
You don't want peacocking all
right.
over you. Do
I
you?
Don't
want
to throw my peacock in your direction.
Thank you so much. See, it's just that way. Easy, guys.
It is.
It's just that easy to respect.
We need some happy, sunshiny stories coming up, by the way. We're bumming Rachel out.
Oh, I got an inbox full of them.
Oh, you do? All right, good.
Really? Because I don't. Good for you.
Yeah. I don't either. Minor death and destruction, too. But you don't want to bring up the death and destruction earlier about the...
No, it's fine. We're fine.
Okay, the bulge, Chicago bulge.
It's just bulging. It's just the size of Chicago. But it does not mean the volcano is about to erupt. It's just Yellowstone being Yellowstone. So everybody calm the hell down.
Well, we...
Okay.
You're the one that always freaks out about this story.
Okay.
Calm because we don't think it's going
to
happen.
No, I freak out about the story. And then I read the story to the bottom. And then I tell myself and everybody else to just calm down.
Yeah, you're more likely to get bit on the ankle by a piranha than you are.
Yeah.
Blown up by the super volcano.
In the Missouri.
Probably.
Rachel Ware hanging out with us.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.